Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and this week I'm taking a look at the Jubilee. We're in a Jubilee year declared by Pope Francis and now being led by Pope Leo. Such an important time for each and every one of us in the church, and I think for the whole world. I mean, there's real grace being poured out in this season. And if you had a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I was just taking a look at the history of the Jubilee. It begins in the Old Testament and God's plan, the every 50 years, the 50th year, it was a year of release of prisoners, the returning land back to original ownership, just a range of things, debts canceled. The land actually rested fallow for an entire year, and it was just a time of rest, and it was a time of great grace for everyone. But it pointed to, as I said yesterday, the Jubilee of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the fulfillment. The Messiah is the fulfillment of the Jubilee. The Old Testament reality of the Jubilee was a type and a foreshadowing of what was ultimately perfected in the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Because the ultimate rest, the ultimate forgiveness, ultimate freedom is what God the Father has on his heart for every single human being. And that comes to us in one way, through Jesus, through his death, his resurrection, and ascension into glory. And his communicating to us the essence of the Jubilee, which is new life in the Spirit that brings us into becoming children of God, set free from the powers of sin and death, and we're now living the new life, the already and the not yet. We're already united to God in this full Jubilee. We're already united because we received the Holy Spirit, but it's pointing to and we're moving toward the absolute fulfillment as we share in the glory of Jesus if we die in the Lord. And part of the Jubilee year is to make sure that we're thinking seriously about the condition of our souls, the condition of our lives. First of all, are we serious about sin? Are we calling it what it really is, sin, and it's deadly? Are we participating in the life of Jesus? Have we truly surrendered our hearts to him? Because remember, part of what we should be thinking about is, are we rightly aligned with the Lord's purpose for us? Am I in full relationship with Jesus? Because remember, he set the standard, or he described what's required of us to become his disciple, to be united to him, to participate in his mission. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. It's not a matter of just getting to church on occasion, going to confession once a year. The Jubilee is about total surrender to Jesus. So we're rightly aligned with his purpose, and we're cooperating with the work of the Holy Spirit that's in us that wants to bring us into the grace of having an all-out heart, radically in love with the Father, radically in love with Jesus, and then by grace, loving our neighbor, willing the good of our neighbor. And then maybe the biggest miracle of all is learning how to love ourselves in God, to have rightly ordered love. That's all part of this Jubilee year. And as we come under the Lordship of Jesus, we're living in his grace, we're receiving his favor, we're going deeper, and there's special graces in this season to help us go deeper. Ultimately, it's not only our own personal transformation, but also our eyes and our hearts are turned toward the world around us and the needs of the poor, the needs of people. There's different kinds of poor. There's poor who literally have nothing. They don't have food, they have clothing, they're living in the street. So we're meant to care for them and have a heart for them, to trust God's leading us and letting go of like having the full domination of our own time with all our own personal interests. But we begin to take on the heart of God, which means seeing and loving, as Pope Francis says. So, but if you go to the peripheries, but there's also people who look like they have it all together, but really haven't come to understand they need salvation. that their standing, if they have not been baptized into Christ, have not sought God with their heart, they're in a condition of alienation from God. No matter how big, how powerful, whatever they are, what their ideas of the good is or what life is, what it's for, Jesus has come to save us, to take away the dominion of the slavery that we're in under the world of flesh and the devil and the power of sin that's at work in us. And all of us are on a journey, and the church knows the billions of Christians that are out there were on different stages of full surrender to the Lord, different stages of awareness of what we're called to do in the world. And the church calls us in this season of special grace to cooperate with the gift so that we can be more conformed to the Lord's purpose in our lives. Yesterday, we took a look at the Old Testament understanding of the Jubilee, Jesus' declaration in Luke chapter 4 from the passage in Isaiah 61, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said, and he's the one who fulfills the year of the Lord's favor, which is the Jubilee year. He fills it full because the ultimate Jubilee, the ultimate liberty, everybody who lives on the planet is still going to be subject to death. It matters what we do on the planet, for sure. That's partly what the Jubilee year is about, that the recent popes, and in this case, Pope Francis, has called us to. But what we need is not just temporary liberation of various kinds. We need total liberation, which is in the participation of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, and sharing in his glory. Looking at St. John Paul II back in 1994, he declared a Jubilee year, and in the document Tertio Millennio Ineunte, Christ is the Jubilee of humanity, he said at that point. He wrote an apostolic letter. The great Jubilee was in the year 2000, but the letter was released earlier in the document to help people understand the buildup toward the year 2000. Here's just a few quotes from the document I found helpful. The Jubilee, a year of the Lord's favor, he's quoting the scriptures, is a year of remission of sins and of the punishment due to sin, a year of reconciliation between disputing parties, a year of manifold conversions and of sacramental and extra sacramental penance, the year of the Lord's favor. So the heart of it, the beginning of it, is remission of our sins. And I just want to encourage you who are listening, maybe you're just catching this and this is somewhat new to you, you're a Catholic, you're not really living the faith very much. This is a time of great mercy for you as it is for everyone. And we need to start with examination of conscience to really say, where am I in relationship to what the Lord has called me to do? What's the state of my soul? To what degree am I engaging in sin and even mortal sin in my life? There's a special grace and an offering to call you back to receive forgiveness and come into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. That's where it starts. Another line, he said, Christ himself is the Jubilee. He brings to completion the time of grace and mercy proclaimed by Isaiah and inaugurated in Nazareth. In other words, Jesus, the person of Jesus himself, is the living Jubilee, because in his person is the only access to absolute eternal freedom in glory and in the midst of the perfect love between the Father and the Son. It comes to us through Jesus. And then Pope Francis, the Jubilee of Mercy that he declared in 2015 and 2016, Misericordia Vultus. Here's some wonderful quotes from that. He said, Jesus Christ is the face of the Father's mercy. And the whole focus there was for us to be able to really see and understand that God's mercy overcomes everything in us if we turn our hearts to him. No matter what you've done, how deep in the darkness you have been, he just wants you to turn. And God's mercy sent, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die but would have everlasting life. And in this season, I remember, the Jubilee of Mercy and Jesus standing, the image of Jesus standing before us with his hands out, asking us to give him our sins because he wants to set us free. And it doesn't matter what they were, but confess them, give them, go to confession. So another beautiful, beautiful quote. We always need to contemplate the mystery of mercy. It is a wellspring of joy and serenity and peace. Mercy The Word reveals the very mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. It's God's mercy to come to set us free. And of course, the current Jubilee that we're in, Spes non confundit is the Latin verse. Hope does not disappoint us. It does not disappoint. It's from Romans chapter 5. Just a week or so ago, we happened to be in the Romans, this part of Romans, and I touched on it a little bit. But here's a very interesting quote from paragraph 8. Pope Francis said, "The first sign of hope should be the desire for peace in our world, which once more finds itself immersed in the tragedy of war." I'm recording today just a couple of days after the great celebration in Israel and the return of the hostages and step one toward real peace. President Trump led it, the coalition that's happening with rulers of different countries in the Middle East is almost unprecedented, that gathering. And the desire to solve the problem of the war that's there. And I think I just am kind of amazed that it's happening in the Jubilee year. And it is interesting that President Trump, I wasn't aware of all the detail, but there were a whole like five other different conflicts in the world that he intervened in and helped bring about resolution and peace. That's amazing. No matter what you think about him personally or politics, it's actually happening there. And I think it's tied in part to this grace of the Jubilee and the heart of Pope Francis and his instinct and his desire to have it happen in this season. Here's a quote from the Catechism on it. It says, "The gospel is the revelation in Jesus Christ of God's mercy to sinners. There's no limit or measure to this essentially divine forgiveness." Friends, one of the things that steals human hope is being enslaved to sin, because it leads to temporary pleasure, but it always leads ultimately to some manner, measure of bondage, of disorientation within us, disintegration, I guess is a better way to say it. We're disintegrated. We're under a power and a dominion, and we're not really walking in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And we can get all the counseling we want. We can try to take medications of various kinds to change our internal states and to feel differently. But if we haven't come to terms with the reality of the work of sin in our lives, and we're not following the Lord and doing the things that the Jubilee year wants to lead us into, like love of neighbor in a deeper way, caring for the poor in a deeper way, trying to help people be a peacemaker, try to help people settle conflicts. If we don't deal with the root problem in us, we won't be that conduit. And the root problem, of course, is sin. And the deepest concern isn't that just that sin makes it difficult to live in freedom and happiness in this world, but also if we die in sin, we're eternally separated and we are under bondage and the dominion of darkness for all eternity. And so paying attention to where we are, you know, so St. John Paul II sees his understanding, Christ as the Jubilee, that's what he was pointing to at the time and definitive labor. And then Pope Francis is pointing to Christ as mercy itself. And then this Jubilee is a Jubilee ultimately, again, of hope, the confident expectation that the promises of God are true and true for each and every one of us. We're going to look more deeply into that tomorrow. Hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.